And while we continue to follow developments in Iran, a proxy war is heating up inside Libya. On one side is the United Nations-blessed government in Tripoli, whose biggest backer is Turkey. On the other side are rebels led by General Khalifa Haftar, who is backed by Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have been in Istanbul this week calling for a ceasefire. For more, let's bring in Peter Kenyon, NPR international correspondent. He is in Istanbul. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jeremy.
So remind us what's been going on in Libya since the U.S. toppled Muammar Gaddafi back in 2011. Why does it seem that foreign powers are so interested in this country?
Well, every country has its own reasons, and it's a conflict that is resistant to efforts to stop it, certainly. It's ground to a stalemate more than once. There hasn't been much, I have to say, in the way of effective international effort to try and halt the violence and bring peace. On the contrary, most of the effort we've seen seems to have been countries choosing sides and pushing for one side to defeat the other. It will be interesting to see if this latest call for a ceasefire is any more successful than previous efforts.
Well, let's talk about Turkey, which is where you are. They're calling for the ceasefire, and they've also sent in ground troops. Why is Turkey getting so heavily involved?
Well, Turkey's decision to send troops in, which has not had a huge impact on the ground from what I can tell, does indicate on the one hand Ankara's desire to play a greater role in North Africa and Libya in particular. But beyond that, Turkey just signed an agreement with Libya's government setting out controversial new maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean that would allow Turkey to drill for natural gas there. And that's really upset a bunch of other countries which are interested in drilling for the same gas.
On the other side is General Haftar, who was a general under Gaddafi, then defected to the CIA and lived in Northern Virginia for more than a decade. Now he's back. His forces have just taken the key city of Sirte in Libya. What else can you tell us about Haftar and why countries like Russia are lining up behind him?
Yeah, he has had an interesting and colorful history. You've hit just a couple of the highlights. And he has drawn support from a wide range of countries, Russia, France, but also Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the UAE. In France's case, I've seen some reporting that suggests Paris is hopeful that Haftar can finally impose order on this country that seems, as you said at the top, to be an endless conflict. But that's put it in opposition to a bunch of other European countries who are supporting, you know, their own peace process, which really hasn't been going anywhere.
Well, we talked about Turkey sending in troops. In the case of Russia, they've been sending in hundreds of snipers from a Russian mercenary squad called the Wagner Group. They've also apparently been printing millions of dollars worth of Libyan banknotes for General Haftar. What's Russia's interest and endgame in Libya?
Yeah, that was interesting, seeing all those banknotes being printed up, a new kind of foreign policy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a school of thought about Russia that says it has long wanted a foothold in the southern Mediterranean, that this is about expansion of influence. That would certainly fit with the more general theory that Moscow has always wanted to reassert a larger sphere of influence wherever it can. Now, having General Haftar seize power in Libya and be beholden in large part to Russia for that could be a way of enhancing Russian power in North Africa.
Now, does this set up a conflict between Russia and Turkey, kind of a proxy war? They're on opposite sides here in Libya, and we remember that they usually fought on different sides also in Syria.
Yes, there's a long history of conflict between Turkey and Russia. It happens sporadically, and usually Turkey does not come out on top. But in this case, I wouldn't think that there's a risk of any direct confrontation. There are these proxy fights going on. Unexpected things can happen in the heat of conflict, of course. But I think both Moscow and Ankara would much prefer to push their side and not get into a scrap with each other. In fact, this joint call for a ceasefire could be read as both countries seeing an opportunity to take over this peace process that critics say has been going nowhere under European auspices.
Where is the U.S. in all of this?
Well, President Trump backed General Haftar in the opposition last April, and that was just days after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. opposed Haftar's military offensive and wanted it stopped. So basically, the Trump administration has seemed to be on multiple sides of the Libya issue, and the bottom line is, at least publicly, they're not taking a leading role in trying to resolve the conflict.
That is NPR international correspondent Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, now to Australia, where